It's an extremely challenging job. Challenging in the sense that the problem is huge. The second issue is that because in a lot of areas there is a culture of silence and a culture of denial. But I think for me, the important issue is that you're actually helping to rebuild people's life, because a lot of the victims are women, poor women in remote circumstances, in areas where they don't have a say. And so you see yourself as the person who has to talk for them.
Are you seeing more instances of men being targeted in sexual violence, and do you deal with them differently than with female survivors?
It's becoming very apparent that we have to address, because we're seeing it in Syria, we're seeing it in Libya, we're seeing it in Mali, even in DRC. We're working with people who have been victims of rape, even though not in conflicts, who are male survivors, to help us understand and to develop a mechanism where we can respond. Because basically, the issue of sexual violence is an intended and targeted thing to punish the victim, to degrade them, to humiliate them to a level where they cannot be able to pick up the pieces of their life. That's why it is done. And it has an effect from both men and women. The same effect, because it's human. They are both human.
And what are your priorities as you go forward in your post?
The priorities is, one, we have to make sure we end impunity. And that's what we're trying to do. The second issue, we have to empower women, especially the victims. And the third, we have to make sure there is a political will. Then the fourth, we're trying to make sure there is cohesion within the UN, because a lot of people are working, and that's has a lot to do how we respond to survivors, so that we harmonize our response. We put the issue of sexual violence on the table and allow every UN agency program to be able to bring their comparative advantage on the table. And we believe that national governments have the primary moral and legal responsibility to provide security for their citizens. And we're also, what we've just started now is sharing of information. We found out in Sierra Leone there is a very successful program on protection of witnesses. But at the end of the day, as I said, it's all about making sure the message is sent very clearly to perpetrators, that wherever you are, when you commit this crime, whoever you are, we will get you. And I think we're trying very well to get that message across.